Welcome on board. Los Reginas and all the staff wish you a very pleasant trip. Our tour starts near Magdalena Beach, will continue past Palacio del Rey and the Sardinera beaches, and continues towards Cabo Mayor. We will also sail past the island of Moura and Puntal Beach. The trip lasts about an hour and sails over 50-foot deep waters in the middle of the bay, increasing to 125 feet near Cabo Mayor. There's no need to worry about the depth, however, as you will not need to swim. Right now, you can see on your left a tall building with a green and marble facade, which is Santander's new Palacio de Festivales, or Festival Palace, called Cantabria. It was designed by the Navarra-born architect Sainz de Oiza, and the building has a capacity of 2,200 people, divided into two main halls. The larger is called Ataulfo Argenta, and the smaller one, José María de Pereda. The particularity of the large one is that the stage is behind that huge window, allowing audiences to watch the shows whilst enjoying views of the spectacular natural environment. Now we are sailing in front of what were the former shipyards, an area called San Martin and El Promontorio. The shipyards have been inoperative for 30 years. Here, they built ships of all shapes and sizes, from 1,000-ton ships to the smallest Maganero boats. Nowadays, the area has been transformed into a public park. As you can see, there are many hammocks for people to sunbathe, rest, and enjoy the bay. And there can be no doubt that the Bay of Santander belongs to the club of the most beautiful bays in the world. A bit further ahead, there are three buildings near the dock, right on the seafront. The blue one is the old nautical school, used nowadays for different educational nautical studies. The one in the middle is the Maritime Museum of the Cantabrian Sea that has recently been refurbished and enlarged. On view here are different species of fish and mollusks and a huge whale skeleton. The museum is well worth a visit. It is open every day except Mondays from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The other building is the Spanish Institute of Oceanography. Behind and above these buildings, you can see the big public promenade called the Paseo de la Reina Victoria, or Queen Victoria's Promenade. And surveying all the area from its unique position, you can see one of the most famous hotels in the world, the imposing Hotel Real. From this height, it can look over both the bay waters and the sea far away. This hotel has the highest 5-star rating, and it is here in Santander. Also, that little house that looks like a little palace, which you can see near the Hotel Real, is known as the Casa Pardo. And it belongs to the Botín family of Santander Bank fame. It has recently been donated to the Botín Foundation and become its headquarters. At the foot of these buildings is the popular and charming Magdalena Beach, the calmest beach in Santander. Its waters are well protected from winds and there are no sea currents. It is also the only south-facing beach in Santander. Continuing on the port side, we are now approaching a small island with a white building. It is known as Isla de la Torre, or Tower Island. This is a nautical school. They teach weekly courses during summer and weekend courses in winter, and young students from all over Spain come to learn here. Behind the Isla de la Torre, we can see the Peninsula de la Magdalena, covered in pine trees, and on which we can now see a castle, which is the Palacio Real, or Royal Palace. This was a present kindly gifted by the city of Santander to the former King and Queen of Spain. During the reign of Alfonso XIII, his family used to spend the summer here. They would come here during the summer for at least 17 years. In its day, the palace cost 700,000 pesetas, paid for by popular collection. It no longer belongs to the royal family, having been bought by the Santander City Council around 30 years ago. Nowadays, it houses the headquarters of the International Menéndez Pelayo University. The beach we can see at its foot is Bikini Beach, the place where the first bikinis appeared. They were worn by foreign students who had come to study at the University of Santander. And that building over there with the red roof is the former Caballerizas, or stables, now reconditioned as a student hostel. We are now crossing in front of the Royal Dock, where the king embarked on the barge that took him to a ship called Giralda, in which he toured along the whole of the coast of North Spain. The Royal Dock has fallen into a poor state of repair with the passing of time. Meanwhile, we have arrived at the peak of the Peninsula de la Magdalena, known by a quite oddly named Punta de la Cerda, or Bristle Peak. This was formerly an important defensive site to the entrance to the dock of Santander and housed a defensive cannon. The governor who ordered the building of the defensive fortification was called Fernando de la Cerda, or Fernando of the Pig, after whom the area received its peculiar name. Now coming into sight is Modo Island, watchtower and guard dog of the city of Santander. Modo Island was inhabited for at least 90 years and was home to a couple in charge of operating the lighthouse. Their main problem was that when the sea was in very bad condition because of the weather, they could not get to the coast to replenish their supply of food. So, finally, it was decided the lighthouse be operated automatically, first by propane bottles and latterly by solar panels that, if you look really closely, can be seen at the top of the lighthouse. We'd also like to point out to you that there are many kinds of birds living on this island, such as cormorants or seagulls. Many years ago, some citizens of Santander used to come here to gather birds' eggs to be used for cooking pastries. But since 1986, this island is a national reserve and more than 1,200 different species have been found on the seabed. Many diving schools come to this island to admire the fabulous seabed with its different caves, which are almost 30 meters deep on the north side and about 14 meters deep on the south side. As we sail on, you can see on your left three galleons. These three ships were made in Ecuador by the famous Santander-born sailor Vital Alzar, who was charged with organizing the expedition that would bring them here. It was a long trip that lasted 6 months, with those engineless ships, which depended on the waves and the wind for sailing. As far as we know, it was a very hard and difficult trip, and it was made to commemorate Orellana's expedition. Nowadays, it's called the Museum of Man and the Sea. Near the ships, to their right, the Santander City Council has built a small zoo with a swimming pool for seals, penguins and sea lions. The timetable for visiting it is from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and the entrance is free. Next we can see Camello Beach, or Camel Beach, so called due to its proximity to a camel-shaped rock. Unfortunately, this rock can only be seen from the beach and at low tide. We have now arrived at the Sardinero beaches. These beaches are known all over Spain due to their location and the quality of the sand and surrounding area. They've received many awards, like the Blue Flag from the European Union or the White Flag of Mundo Limpio, that recognize their cleanliness. They're divided in two by the Piquillo Gardens, that rocky promontory that we can see in the middle. Well worth a visit, by day or by night, because of its special illumination. In front of the first beach, you will see a white building with two towers. That is the Gran Casino del Sardinero, or Great Sardinero Casino. A bit further along, in front of the second beach and behind the tree line, is where you can find the Parque del Dr. Mesones, or Dr. Mesones Park. We can see four floodlight towers, which is the Campos de Sport of Santander, the sports complex, and where the local football club, Racing de Santander, play their games. And so we have on our prow the Mataleñas area that ends at Cabo Menor. This area is clearly divided into two areas, one full of trees and the other one housing a golf course, the first publicly owned nine-hole golf course in Spain. It's called Mataleñas Golf Course. Moving past Cabo Menor, we can now see Cabo Mayor and the lighthouse, light and guide for all sailors. Between Cabo Menor and Cabo Mayor, there's a very small creek where the pretty Mataleñas beach can be found. Some time ago, this was a beautiful refuge only for the few people that knew of its existence. We have now arrived at Cabo Mayor. We can see the impressive cliffs, and the headland at the front is Malas Mañas, which marks the way towards Asturias and Galicia, further west along the coast. The nearest port is 19 miles away and is called Suances. Right now we're heading towards England, although we won't be able to make it that far today. So So, let's turn slowly back and return to the calmest and most peaceful area of the bay. The coastline we can now see on our bow, whose highest point is Cabo Quintres, is a cliff which is 132 meters high. The point at the end is Cabo de Ajo, Cape Garlic, and is the way east towards Bilbao and San Sebastian. The nearest port is Santonia, 23 miles away. Santonia is just before Laredo. Looking now to our bow, we can see the length and magnitude of Puntal Beach, almost 8 kilometers long. On our left, we can see the town of Loredo, to the bow Somo, and on the right, Puntal Beach, known as Punta Rabiosa, which, as I told you, is around 8 kilometers long, making it one of the longest along the Cantabrian coastline. Now on our left, you can see we are passing past the town of Pedreña, a very well-known place worldwide because of its golf course and the world-famous golf player Severiano Ballesteros. You can see the golf course on the left, right where all those trees are located. It was founded in 1928 and it has 27 holes and the most beautiful views over the bay and the river Cubas. It is considered one of the most beautiful natural golf courses in Europe. Pedreña was also renowned for dragon boat racing and specifically for a dragon boat crew who were Spanish champions for several years. In the town of Pedreña, you can find many restaurants for trying marvelous typical dishes like almejas a la marinera, clams, or a few tasty sardinas a la plancha, sardines, or some delicious tuna. On the left, we can also see the mountain of Peña Cabarga, where you can see there are two peculiar buildings, one of which is used for television purposes, and the other is the Monumento al Indiano. That was inaugurated in 1968. Indianos is what people who emigrated from Spain to other countries to find a better life and business were called. Some of them achieved their goal, but sadly, others could not. You can also see a construction that appears to be a bridge, but which is in fact a pipeline for butane and propane gas and called Pantalan de Calatrava, and is 5 kilometers long. Thank you. Already in sight is the Centro Botín, or Botín Center, designed by Renzo Piano, the architect. It was inaugurated in 2017, and the King and Queen of Spain were invited to the spectacular unveiling of the building. It is divided into two main sections, a two-floor exhibition center and an auditorium. That's all for now. We are arriving at our destination in the port of Santander. We hope you've enjoyed the trip. We'd like to thank you for your attention and hope to see you aboard next time you are here. Have a lovely stay here in Cantabria.